Please turn with me again to that portion of God's Word in Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. And the text that I want to leave before you this first day of the new year is found in verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Friends, it wasn't long ago, it seems, that we remembered again a new year. 2011, it passed so quickly. Everything around us seems to be changing and fast passing away. Nothing appears around us to be settled. Nothing is secure at all. So many things have happened in the past year. But that old year has gone. It has fled so quickly. Today a new year begins. And what will it offer you? What will it have for you in store? It will bring into your life mercies. God will bless us with mercies. And yet there will be trials. There will be comforts. But there will be distresses as well. There will be dark times. There will be light times. Who can tell what is in the hand of this year? What is it hiding? What is in the bag of this year? What will this year bring out in our experiences? Could we look through the coming hours, coming days, coming weeks and months of this year? Could we count the headaches and the heartaches which are waiting for us? The disappointments which we will meet. The worries that we will experience. The distresses that we must pass through. If we could see that, then our hearts would perhaps be full of pain and our minds would be clouded with gloom and depression. We would be cast down if we could see of all those things. But all these things are wisely kept secret from us. God keeps these issues secret from you. Friends, whatever may be the things that you are anticipating or feeling, the Lord meets you this morning, a new day of a new year, at this threshold of this year, and assures you in this text of verse 8 of Hebrews 13 that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. This is our encouragement. This is whatever you experience this year, you must remember this. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. God Himself sees you this morning. Whatever is your situation may be, whatever is going on in your heart, He looks in pity, He looks in compassion, and He's giving you this wonderful, sweet assurance in His Word for this year. Jesus does not change. All of us have changed in the past year in different ways. All of us. You see somebody and you might say, you have not changed at all. I've not seen you for 20 years and you haven't changed at all. Well, that's not really true. People do change. We are a changing people. In the past year, some have more money now than before, but most likely we all have less money now than this time last year. Some have poorer health now. Some the Lord has blessed with better health. Some have changed their jobs. There have been additions to some families. Some of you have become grandparents. And some of you have become fathers and mothers. There are some here whom God has touched spiritually. This time last year, you were far from God, still in spiritual darkness. Still, you were unforgiven in your sins. Still, you felt guilty. But now all is different. And there are those of you who possibly the Lord is leading to Himself. We pray. So there are changes happening in your soul. That there are those who seem to be spiritually not converted. Well, there is a change those people too. Oh, my friends, those of you who are not converted, you children, some of you adults, you have also changed as well. That's a solemn thing to think about that. Someone might have become more hard against the spiritual things. You don't want to be in God's house and you think sermons are longer than last year's. Well, I have tried to make it shorter than last year's. But you might think in your own mind, oh, I can't sit through meeting after meeting. Some are maybe getting entangled in the world and the pleasurable things of the baits that the world offers you. There has been a change, but not for the better, maybe. You are not closer to salvation. But this could change this year. Praise God for that. And the text here says that this has not been the case with one person. Yes, all of us have changed, but one person hasn't changed. Jesus has not changed. Jesus Christ has stayed the same. And He will never change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Just imagine if the Lord Jesus could change. Imagine if His promises could change. Imagine if He changed His mind about things, like we change our minds about things and people. Imagine if the Lord Jesus could ever change by one bit, then we would sink into the gloom. We would be hopeless if Jesus could ever change. There would be a good reason for us to despair and say, I could not trust the Bible. I could not trust His gospel. I could not trust the Lord Jesus Christ because He is changing. My friends, creatures may change and do change for the worst instead of the better unless God's grace keeps them and leads them. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the same. Think about these words throughout this year, friends. You see, think about it. Jesus could not get better. Jesus could not get worse. Jesus could not get better because He's altogether perfect. He's altogether lovely. God is perfect, you see. And being perfect, there is no badness in Him. There is nothing in Him that would mean that He needs to improve. God is perfect. His being is perfect. He can never change for the worse. He embodies. He is everything that is good and everything that is excellent. Jesus is all God, and the properties of God, the characteristics of God, all the perfections of God is in Jesus Christ, and all the perfections of mankind is in Him as well. If we trust and know Him, Jesus, He calls Himself our brother this year, and our God, our Maker, and our Lord, and our husband. What a truth that is. To know He's the same in all of those things. He will be a friend to us, the same friend, always, never changing. Well, 2011 has passed. And for some of you children, boys and girls, you have become older. Well, all of us have become older. But some of the children already, they're thinking about, maybe about their next birthday. I think, oh, I'm going to become older soon. My birthday is on such and such a date. On such and such a month, I will have my birthday. You're thinking about it. I'm going to become a bigger boy or a bigger girl. But think about it. God has not aged. In the past year, Jesus Christ has remained the same. He is the eternal God. And you Christians, in the past year, what has been your experience with the Lord Jesus Christ? That all that Jesus Christ is now, all those things you have experienced with the Lord Jesus, He's the same now. So this New Year's morning, He has all that love that you've experienced before, all the kindness you have experienced before, all the tenderness of the Lord Jesus Christ you've experienced before, His pity, His compassion, His truth, His majesty that you've experienced before and He has shown to you, He is still the same now. In every age, God's people have proven God to have all of these things. We read in the Bible, friends, that the Lord Jesus Christ sympathized with people. You remember that widow of Nain? She had lost her son. That young man was dead. And they were taking him to the tomb to bury him. And Jesus saw those things and his heart ached. He sympathized with that mother whose son had died. And so he went and healed that man and brought him back to life. We read that He had compassion on the hungry. That hungry crowd of people on different occasions. And He gave them food to eat. And we read how Jesus wept. How the Lord Jesus Christ cried with the sisters of the dead Lazarus. Now, that same Jesus is just the same now, today. And He says to you, this year, I will be the same. Same as then. I have not changed from what you read in my word. What you read of the testimony of my life, I have not changed at all. He has the same nature. He has the same heart. He has the same feelings. Now you may ask, but I don't see Him in the same way. Those people saw Him. I don't see Him with these eyes. I have not seen Him coming close to me physically. True. But the Lord Jesus Christ is still alive. He is in heaven. And He has sent His word to you. And He is speaking to you through His word. And that's why we encourage you to read His word every day. Jesus speaks to you through His word. And you speak to Him in prayer. He sends to us His Holy Spirit. He's the same today as He was yesterday and will be the same forever. We have the same Jesus to deal with. He is interested in us as He was interested in so many people in the past. He was interested in that woman, the Samaritan woman that He went to see at that well. He was interested in that sinful woman. He wanted to save her. So He made a point of going to that well, Jacob's well. You remember that in John 4? He was interested. He knew she was a sinner. She was living in sin. But He was interested in her. The Lord Jesus Christ is interested in sinners. Are you a sinner? He's interested in us. You remember how he was toward that thief who was hanging at his side on the cross. he was deeply interested in his life. And so when that thief believed, the Lord Jesus promised him that today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Lord Jesus is the same. And so he's interested, deeply interested in our life. So that we might live in him. That we might have his life in us. This year, the Lord Jesus wants to do you good. And he's ready to help you in your troubles. Do you trust him? If you know him, then his ear is at every believer's heart. He's listening to your voice. He listens to your sighs and your groans and your desires and your prayers. He listens. And he wants to listen to you. Make this year be a year that you would flood the ear of the Lord Jesus Christ with your prayers. Both in your homes, in your private devotions. You go to the Lord Jesus and you pray to him each day. Make a point this year to mark out our times of praying. Next Saturday, mark out, I want to go and pray with my brothers and sisters before the throne of God. I want to mark out the midweek prayer meetings. I want to go with prayers on my heart. I want to go to the pre-prayer meeting times on Sundays, the evenings. Why not come? Why not come a bit earlier and pray with your brothers and sisters? Make this year a year that you would flood the ears of our Lord Jesus Christ with those spiritual desires in your heart. And the Lord will hear you. He's the same. Yesterday, he heard you. He answered you. Today, he's the same. And tomorrow, he will be the same. This year, he will be the same. And forever. His eyes, they see you wherever you go. And Jesus marks every step that you take. His hand is stretched out to help you in every time of your trial, in every circumstances, in every difficulty. The Lord Jesus Christ is there. His affections, his love yearns over the believer with affection that you cannot describe. He sympathizes with God's people, with his own children, when they are afflicted or troubled. Remember, friends, this year, this Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever, in this new year, he loves us dearly. Have you experienced that love? It's all wonderful to speak about these things, but have you experienced that? Have you felt that? Have you known that? If you have, then you must change toward him. This year ought to be a year of change for you to turn toward him. He will not change, but you must change. And you must pray, Lord, change me. Lord, change me in relation to your love. Change me. Oh, I have not experienced your love. I'm far from you. You change me. You save me. May I experience that? The scripture says that he knows our frame. Do you know your frame? You might know your size, but do you know what goes on inside of you? He says he knows our frame. Everything about us. He knows you. The frame of your soul, he knows. The frame of your body, he knows. The frame of your mind, he knows. He knows our frame. That means he knows all that you need. He knows what you need. Do you know yourself? Do you know that the Lord Jesus is the one who gives you life and he gives you breath? then how this should make you feel. You should bow with that godly fear. Honor Him. And say, Lord, Thou knowest me. You know my heart. You know me. And you provide for my every need. You must humble yourself before such a Savior who knows your frames. He considers the Scriptures as our circumstances, our ways. What is your circumstance before God spiritually? Are you in a state of forgiven? The Scripture says He pities our weaknesses. Oh, how weak we are. Are you proud that you can make it through this year? Oh, last year I made it through. I did that and I did this and I'm proud of myself, my achievements. Is that how you think? Or do you feel I am weak? Spiritually I am weak. But He pities us. He watches our movements. Where have you been going? Where have you been going spiritually? Where are you heading, friends? Are you heading towards heaven? Or are you somewhere just going down and down and down? Or there seem to be you're not going anywhere. You're just going around circles. He orders our steps, the Scripture says. He instructs our minds. He subdues our sins. He frustrates our enemies, the Scripture says. Oh, so many enemies we have. We are our own first enemy. Our own sinful heart is so wicked. And the Lord Jesus must come and change that. Oh, Satan is against us. And Jesus must come and bind him. Oh, the world is against us. He must sever us from this world. What are your relationships to those things? What's your relationship to sin, to Satan, to the world? What's your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ? What has He done in your life? Has there been a change toward Him? Oh, the Lord Jesus will never change. The Lord Jesus will not change in His relationship. He says about not leaving us nor forsaking us. In verse 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, how wonderful that is. No, He will never turn away from doing us good. Jesus is the same. Think about that this year. Think about who He is. Both God, but also man. Think about how He was when He lived in this world. When you read the Gospels, what do you see? You see the Son of God becoming man. You see that He's one of us. He suffered like us. And knows by experience what are temptations, what are our trials, what our distresses are. He experienced it. He's no stranger to a troubled heart. Are you troubled? He's not a stranger to that. He knows that. He's not a stranger to a body that is in pain. The Lord Jesus suffered that too. Or when you're distressed and you think God has left you, God has forsaken you. Oh, Jesus Christ is the same. He experienced that. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He lost for that. Human self lost that presence of His Father. He has passed through all of these things, my friends. Therefore, if you are a Christian, learn to look to Jesus this year as Jesus, as one touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4 and verse 14, it says this, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. This new day in the new year, Jesus is the same and will continue to be the same. So you must, what you ought to do, you must trust no one else, only Jesus. You must depend on no one else, only in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must look to no other source for help, only to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must look for Him, to Him for your peace and your comfort and all your needs throughout this year. He is willing and waiting to supply all your needs according to His riches in glory, according to His heavenly riches. Your soul needs. You know you have needs in your soul. Who can deny that? Your bodily needs, your family needs, your church needs, needs in sickness, needs in health, needs in home, needs outside of the home, needs while living, and your needs when you are dying. Jesus can and will. Yes, and He wants to supply you all of those. You boys and girls, do you know Jesus Christ? He hears you. Hears your prayers this year. You pray to Him. If you're not a Christian, then you really see how awful sin is and what is hanging over you, when you pray sincerely from your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, asking for His forgiveness, seeing how He died for our sins, then this year He will hear you. He will hear you. He will forgive you. He will keep His seat at His throne of grace throughout the whole of the year. Imagine, the kings of the world, they leave their thrones every day, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never find Him absent from His place at any one moment. You won't find Him busy doing some other thing when you go to Him. He will hear you. Jesus will always be pleased to see all of us go to Him. He will welcome us. And in every situation, at all times, the Lord Jesus Christ will consider your case. There are people you know who will not see you or examine your case, but the Lord Jesus Christ will. You know how children, they come to their father, they say, "Can I have this?" He's busy. The father's busy. He says, "No, no. Not now. Not now. I'll look at that later on." Go to the mother. Say, "Oh, I'm busy. I'm trying to get the lunch sorted out. Or I'm making the tea. Later." But the Lord Jesus Christ, when you go to Him, show your heart to Him, show how you are, He will receive you. My friends, this year you ought to be careful about some things. You must be careful about certain things. You must remember that you must go to the Lord Jesus Christ first. Be sure you remember this. Don't try to appease your guilty conscience with lots of distractions. People go and distract their minds and their hearts with so many other things. And remember, Jesus has a jealous eye. You must go to Him first with all your needs. You feel guilty. You go to Jesus Christ first. You don't try to cover it up. The Lord Jesus sees you. You must go to the Lord Jesus Christ alone. You must go to Him for everything. You must go to Him this year frequently. You must persevere this year in your prayers. Don't just say, I've said my prayers. No, pray again until He answers you. And be sure that He will hear you when you go. When you go with all your heart, the Scripture says, then He will hear you. because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, then He will be. He has everything that you need in your life, for your body or for your soul, for time or for eternity. And so I say to you this morning, ho, everyone that thirsts. And whenever you thirst, come to the waters, come buy and eat. Come, yea, come without money and without price, without any cost to you. You come this year to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people here, you have not come to the Lord Jesus. Why is that? Ask yourself, why haven't I come? What am I waiting for? Ask, why have I never come to the Lord Jesus? What is hindering me? Don't I see that I must face Him? And don't I see that I've all these sins? You go in on holiday and you take lots of bags with you. And you go to on that journey to meet God, and you will have bags with you. If those sins have not been covered, you take all these hundreds and hundreds and millions of bags of sins with you, and the Lord Jesus will come and open them all before you. What will you do? What will you say? I remember going, it was coming here to preach before I became the pastor. And coming into the airport, and there was a woman in front of us with all these bags, and they would tell you, don't take these bottles and don't take such and such a kind of a liquid and so on. Do you know, her bags were full of all kinds of moisturizers and all kinds of things that ladies like to use, and she was opening them all and she couldn't take them in. And everyone was behind her, and we couldn't get through because of all these bags as well. And my friends, don't ever face that kind of a situation spiritually. What is the excuse for not turning to the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, you ask yourself, He's been calling me every sermon that I have heard, every portion of God's Word I have heard, God is calling me. But why have I not answered Him? And then there are those who have not come often enough. And then there are those others that have gone to some other market, as it were. But it's not been the market of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's been the world. Why is that? Why do we go to the things of the world? Why has the Lord Jesus Christ turned you away from Him? Did you ever find the Lord Jesus Christ when you came to Him? Did you ever find Him lacking anything? Or He was unkind to you? Or He didn't pity you? Or He didn't love you? Did you ever do better by going to the people of the world and enjoying the things of the world? The answer is no. Why, the Scripture says, do you then forsake the fountain of life, fountain of living waters? Do not wander, my friends, from the Lord. In Micah 6 and verse 3, you have these words. Oh, what have I done unto you? Wherein have I wearied you? Testify against me. The Lord Jesus is saying that to us. What have I done to you that you don't come to me? We must move on quickly. There are some things I wish for you this year. As we conclude, there are certain things I wish for you from the Word of God. I wish that you would more fully experience this year seven things. First is I wish that you would experience God's Spirit working in your hearts. I wish this year that you would experience Jesus' blood speaking to your consciences and say, what a wonderful Savior who shed His blood for me. I wish that you would experience His power putting down your corruptions of sins, that you would be a more holy person this year. I wish for His blessings on your soul, that you experience His blessings. I wish for you His presence to cheer you in your way throughout 2012. I wish for you that you would experience His righteousness, Christ's righteousness, covering your sins. You must experience this year His peace, keeping your hearts and minds. But then there are some things I wish that you would have this year. Seven things that I wish that you would have. I wish that all of you would have a name in Christ's book. You ought to have a name in Christ's book. Your name. I wish that you would have a sight of the covenant of God with His Son Jesus Christ. I wish that you would, when you shed your tears, the Scripture says that He has bottles, that He would keep your tears in His bottles. I wish that you would have your tears in His bottles. I wish that you would have a place in His heart. And I wish that you would have a right to these promises as you come to Him. I wish that you would have a place in the Lord Jesus' prayers. He prays for His people. He makes intercession for us. And I wish that you would be amongst those that He prays for. And then, I wish for you seven things that you may be preserved from this year. I wish that you would be preserved from a hard heart against the gospel. Is your hard heart, is it hard against the things of God? I wish that you would be preserved from a seared conscience that the Bible talks about. I wish that you would be preserved from a lukewarm, Laodicean state of heart. Oh, it doesn't matter. Heart of apathy. I wish that you would be preserved from a proud look, as the Bible says. I wish that you would be preserved from an unforgiving heart and unforgiving spirit, and also an envious eye. And finally, I wish that you would be preserved from distrusting God, not trusting Him, not trusting His gospel, not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so, my friends, what do you say? What do you say? Are these your wishes as well? Is this you? Jesus can give you all that I have said. But He says, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. You must ask, my friends, this morning. You must seek, you must knock, you must plead, you must wrestle, you must agonize in prayer. Why? Because He loves a determined, pleading, persevering beggar who would come and say, Lord, give me this bread. Give me this spiritual bread. Give me this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, think of on this text this morning and throughout the year. Write it on the tablets of your heart and say, Lord, Lord Jesus, the Scripture says of You, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Let us pray.